Commodore Jack Romanoff had barely stepped out of the bridge of the battleship Delta Orionis with his executive officer, Captain India McKinnon, when Ensign Amanda Harris, his most experienced tactical officer, trotted up behind them and cleared her throat. "Excuse me, sir, but could we talk about the battle for a second? I noticed something strange about how the depot missiles behaved and wanted to run it by you." They just finished fighting a massive swarm of Locust motherships and drones at the quantum gate leading into the depot system, though they hadn't managed to destroy them all. More than 100 drones had broken away and charged the old Confederation Navy depot in the system. Even if the battleship's drives hadn't been damaged, he wouldn't have been able to catch up with the damn things. They were faster than him on his best day. Of course, considering that Hunter, the unofficial name for the battleship, was a hollowed-out nickel-iron asteroid more than a kilometer long and shaped like a potato, that only made sense. The depot had managed to defend itself with missiles and lasers, though they'd sustained some damage in the process. The good news was that none of the motherships had escaped, so the Locusts wouldn't know where the now-destroyed gate in the new Copenhagen system had led. "What have you got?" he asked, stepping outside the bridge hatch. "It was their performance, sir. The missiles should have used nuclear warheads, but they didn't. Those were kinetic kills. The explosions were the drones' fusion plants failing." "Why would they do that?" India asked with a frown. "Shouldn't there be nuclear warheads stored here with the missiles?" "I can't explain the reasoning or circumstances, ma'am. I just wanted you to be aware that something was off."
"That's good information, Amanda," Jack said. "Keep going over the sensor data from the battle and the depot itself. I hope we don't have to fight these people, but if we do, I want to have an idea of what their capabilities are."
"Will do, sir."
He let the young woman return to the bridge before starting down the corridor. A pair of Marines fell in behind them.
"Why do you think they did that?" India asked.
"They might not have had the skills to refurbish the nuclear weapons," he guessed. "That's an esoteric field, and everybody is leery about messing around with radioactive material. Connor has a thing about weapons, too, and by the time he was finished clearing out the pirates, there might not have been anyone left with the skills to work on them. Hell, the pirates might not have had anyone capable of refurbishing nukes." Jack pulled his comm unit off his belt and called Christine Hogus. Officially, she was the videographer assigned to the ship by the Sons and the Daughters of the Locust War, and she'd be upset if they didn't bring her along for this meeting. Christine fancied herself a war reporter, and she had the spine for it. He wasn't going to deny her the opportunity to be there. And of course, he wasn't going to give her an excuse to tear a strip off him if he left her behind.
"What's going on, Jack?" she asked, as soon as he'd identified himself. "Did we win?"
"This is one of those yes-but situations. The drones and motherships are destroyed, so that's a win. Unfortunately, I have to negotiate with the people squatting in the depot, and I know their leader."
"That's a good thing, right?"
"Not this time. He is a smuggler named Mark Connor, and we have a history. The kind of history where people point guns at one another. I'm on my way to see about forging an alliance, and I figured you'd want to be there."
"Hell yes, I want to be there. Where are you going? Small craft bay 2? I'll be there with my stuff in 5 minutes. Don't you dare leave without me."
She disconnected without waiting for him to respond, so it was a good thing he was headed for small craft bay 2. He also called Sarah Nastasi and Mac Turner to tell them his plans. India shot him a smile. "She's eager. Depending on what we find there, having her along might be a positive thing. Just judging by the way this Connor dresses, he craves attention. That might give you an edge in negotiating." Jack pursed his lips and considered that.
"You might be right. Also, the fact that she'll be recording everything will have an effect. He might give up more than he might otherwise be inclined to, knowing that everything we say will be out in public at some point, if, of course, we win the war."
"How do you think he caught Tina Chen?"
she asked, as she dodged around two crewmen carrying a heavy-looking crate down the corridor toward engineering. Jack shrugged.
"They must have noticed something about the cutter that didn't match what they expected to see. I may ask about it, but I'd be shocked if they tell us."
"If you don't, I will. I want to know what we screwed up so we don't repeat it if we have to do this again."
"Be my guest. In the end, it doesn't matter. Things were bound to get complicated no matter how this played out. It's up to us to pick up the pieces and see how we can work together with Connor and his people."